statistics and my reliance on statistics, I'm going to come back to even more statistics because I do love a number. And the reality is that that sounds really good, and you all sound very ecumenical, and I think that's important, but we also know that racially polarized voting is the reality in the United States, and that's just a fact, right? And that Democrats have invested heavily in trying to win over, and the Clinton campaign invested heavily in trying to win over, particularly white college-educated women. They invested their resources there. And my question, which all of you very skillfully evaded, was whether they made a mistake in not devoting more resources. Except Jamu, who was very direct, and Jamie, who were very direct. So I'll come to those who didn't answer that directly. I think Jamu and Jamie said, yeah, they made a mistake, right? But I'm going to come back, Sally, to you again, because the question is whether or not the DNC, the DCCC, the DSCC, and the Clinton campaign were in error in devoting so many television commercials to our kids are watching, not enough television commercials to African-American radio, as Keith Ellison said. So many resources to trying to win over, white voters in Arizona and poach additional Republican voters based on Donald Trump's, poor standing among Americans, and not enough in GOTV in Cleveland. Whether or not that was an error.
I definitely think that the way that those resources were targeted didn't work. We didn't win the election at the end of the day.